Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of May 9, 2009. I'm Anna Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers, same-sex marriage strides. More strides were made this week towards legalizing same-sex marriage across the United States. In Maine, lawmakers voted in favor of same-sex marriage on April 6th, and Maine Governor John Baldacci signed the same-sex marriage bill less than an hour later, CNN reported. This makes Maine the fifth state in the U.S., in addition to Vermont, Connecticut, Iowa, and Massachusetts, to allow same-sex marriage. However, a possibility remains that a voter-initiated referendum in Maine could invalidate this legislation. On the same day, April 6th, the New Hampshire legislature also voted to legalize same-sex marriage. The bill has yet to be signed by the governor, though, and it's not yet clear what Governor John Lynch will do. Also this week, the District of Columbia Council overwhelmingly approved a bill to recognize same-sex marriages performed in other states, though the city itself does not give marriage licenses to gay or lesbian couples. This vote could be a precursor to a debate later this year over whether to legalize same-sex marriage in the city, the Washington Post reported. More news to cheer this week. U.S. insurance companies offer to end the practice of charging higher premiums to women than to men for the same coverage this week, the New York Times reported. This may be in response to a bill introduced by Senator John Kerry of Massachusetts that prohibits insurers from considering sex as a factor in setting premiums for policies in the individual insurance market. Women are often charged 25-50% more than men for insurance providing identical coverage, the article reported. Writer Carol Ann Duffy was appointed as Britain's Poets Laureate earlier this month, becoming the first woman to take the 341-year-old job, the New York Times reported. Her most popular collection of poems, The World's Wife, gives overlooked women in history and mythology a chance to tell their side of the story. It is not yet clear what Duffy will do with the laureateship. The head of the all-male Vatican Swiss Guard, the world's smallest army that defends the Pope, said this week that women may be allowed to join the force, reported the BBC. Commander Colonel Daniel Enrich made these comments to an Italian television station. His predecessors have fiercely opposed such a move. And now for the downside of news, Jeers, recession impacts health. The recession is pushing women to opt out of reproductive health care and parenting, various sources have reported. A Gallup survey showed that 1 in 7 women have cut costs by postponing her annual gynecology checkup and foregoing breast cancer exams and pap smears. Unintended pregnancies worry 1 in 5 women, and 17% of married women said they delayed pregnancy in response to the recession, U.S. News & World Report reported. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists conducted the survey among 1,031 women ages 18 to 44. The National Abortion Federation, a hotline providing information on abortion, reported a spike in phone calls, with phones ringing off the hook, Metro reported. We are currently getting more calls from women who report that they or their partner have recently lost their job. And we are also hearing from more women facing eviction, said Vicky Saporta, the Federation's president. More news to jeer this week. More than 100 Iranian labor activists, including women's rights activists, were detained on May 1st in Iran, Radio Free Europe reported. Among them is Yalveh Yahari, a member of the 1 Million Signatures campaign, which calls for an end to discriminatory laws in Iran, and Miriam Mohseni, a labor activist. The activists had gathered in the observation of International Workers' Day. A federal court in Kentucky found a former U.S. soldier guilty for the rape and murder of a 14-year-old Iraqi girl on May 7th. Stephen Green, who was also convicted for the murder of her family, faces a possible death penalty, the BBC reported. 4 soldiers involved in the attack will serve sentences between 5 and 110 years. About 1,500 women continue to die daily from complications related to pregnancy and childbirth in Africa because they have no access to skilled emergency care, the World Health Organization reported on May 7th. The numbers indicate no progress in the last decade. Julie Batia is contributing editor, and Dominique Segal is Arabic editor of Women's E-News. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For YN Radio, I'm Ana Maria Roque.